Watch, Mike Pence, Critical Race Theory Teaches Kids to Be Ashamed of Their Skin Color. By Amy Farr on June 3, 2021. Under President Joe Biden's administration, patriotic education has been replaced with political indoctrination, former Vice President Mike Pence said Thursday. And maybe the most troubling developments with families in the past few months has been the Biden administration's wholehearted embrace on the radical left's all-encompassing assault on American culture and values, he said during a speech at the annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner hosted by the Hillsborough County Republicans in Manchester, New Hampshire. Pence continued. Under the Biden administration, patriotic education has been replaced with political indoctrination. They abolished our 1776 commission and authorized teaching critical race theory in our schools. Instead of teaching all of our children, regardless of race or creed or color, to be proud of their country, critical race theory teaches children as young as kindergarten to be ashamed of their skin color. Well, let me say, as my friend, Tim Scott said, with great effect on the national stage not long ago, America is not a racist country. It's past time for America to discard the left-wing myth of systemic racism. And I commend state legislatures all across the country and governors for banning critical race theory from our schools, he stated as the audience applauded. In May, Republican Georgia gubernatorial candidate Vernon Jones pushed back against the teaching of critical race theory in public schools, calling it racism and adding it should not be taught in schools because it is being abused, Breitbart News reported. During the event Thursday evening, Pence explained, "Our founders said that we were to strive for a more perfect union. And so we have done throughout the long and storied history of this country. And while we are not perfect yet, we ought to do justice to all the progress that has been made and recognize that the United States of America is the most just, noble, and inclusive nation that has ever existed on the face of the earth," he concluded.